RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
They got a good defense, but yeah, we didn't execute very well in third downs. I didn't have a, you know, very good game, and I didn't run the ball, you know, early like we wanted to, and pretty bad on third down. I have full confidence we'll go home and win next week because we've done it all season. We've handled adversity well, and we had to play our best ball. Yeah, we did, other than today.
Aaron Rodgers, other than today, which was yesterday, and yeah, that's the biggest one. That's the takeaway that they needed to have for a 3-win Browns team that came in with nothing to play for other than spoiling their season, and that's what they did. It is currently 1:36. The time is brought to you by Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. I look at this and say to myself, missed opportunity. Can they make up for it? We'll find out. The odds makers don't think so, as the Ravens have been installed as 3-point favorites. And we have one guy who's been very patient. Limits on the line here, right? Darrell, he stayed on for a long time, and we're sorry we had so much other business to take care of, but man, nice to get to him on the air because he's shown a lot of patience for the program. Darrell, what's up?
Oh, no. Darrell, are you there?
Oh, all that build-up, and he can't. Oh,
well, it was very nice of you, Bob, to build it up that
build
way.
Build it up. All right. While we wait, perhaps we'll get that rectified. Let's talk about what happened around the league. And there were some very impactful games yesterday. There were games on Thursday, there were games on Saturday, but we're talking about Sunday, not Saturday. We're talking about Sunday. We'll begin with the Bengals and the Cardinals because that was just one of those throwaway games. Who wanted to watch that? But the Bengals scored 37 points and they seemed to have fun, and they got a big offensive lineman the ball, and he almost rumbled, dumbled, and stumbled to a touchdown.
The Bengals are very good when Joe Burrow is healthy, can play, and their defense plays against an offense as bad as Arizona. Who's their quarterback now? Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah.
Same guy that beat the Steelers with Cleveland a couple of years ago. Arizona, man. Kyler Murray is going to be gone, probably. They're going to move off of him.
A lot of people pick that team to win.
Joe picked them
game.
To win the division.
Yeah.
And they're the only team from that division that won't make the playoffs.
That's how the NFL is, very unpredictable. Yeah, the Bengals. This is why what's happened to the Steelers, if they don't, you know, complete this mission on Sunday night, look back at this season with an ailing Lamar Jackson, a 1-5 start for the Ravens, and no Joe Burrow for 3 months, and they couldn't take advantage of it. That's not what you wanted to see. All right, the Saints and the Titans, another meaningless game, although if you're the Titans, do you feel pretty good about your team with Cam Ward now, a full season you saw him? Do you think they can build around him? And what about Tyler Shuck? Is he also the guy who will be their future guy? I don't know. I still haven't made a conclusion on that.
New Orleans has won 4 games in a row? Don't let the Saints get hot, Bob. The Saints are marching in. I can't believe that.
They're 6-10 still.
Yeah, but I mean, think about what they were. I thought they were going to get the number one pick and draft Fernando Mendoza. Now maybe Tyler Shuck could be a guy that they roll with for another year.
I think Mendoza's going to end up with the Raiders as the number one pick, right?
He probably will. They have 2 wins on the season. They've lost 10 in a row. On Tankathon, they like to highlight all the records with their winning streak and their losing streak, where they put the losing streaks in green. And the Raiders have the shiniest green, like it's a Christmas tree, losers of 10 games in a row.
Pete Carroll. People thought that, and that combination with Geno Smith, they're going to be good. They've been far from anything, and they're going to end up with a number one pick in the NFL draft coming up here in Pittsburgh.
The Giants botched it again. How about New York? The Giants are picking second, and the Jets are picking third. Yeah. Isn't it crazy what can happen
year after year?
Well, it's also funny what can happen in a cap system and with a floor system compared to baseball, where the Mets can just spend as much money as they want. Sure, they did miss the playoffs in the final day, but the Yankees can be the Yankees.
Yeah.
Where, sure, the Jets and Giants are also very poorly run organizations right now, but it just makes the structure so much fairer. When you look at markets like Washington, both New York teams aren't very good. Atlanta, right.
There
Miami,
is no, there
Dallas.
Is no big market. No. There's all, and there's no small market.
It's all about
the same
drafting,
market.
Development, right. Who's your coach,
decisions.
And the decisions that you make. It's not about the money you spend, because everybody can spend the same
and
amount of money.
This is why a team like Jacksonville, which had fewer than four wins, I think, or four wins total last year, they make a coaching change. Leon Cohen comes in, and they're 12-4 now. They won yesterday at Indianapolis. How about the Colts? They start 7-1. Here they are, 8-8 out of the playoffs with 44-year-old old man Rivers as your quarterback. Does he come back? Doubtful. What do they do? They still have Anthony Richardson there, and I don't know if they're going to waste him, but the Jags have been one of the best success stories of the year.
One funny thing about the Jags is I'm still looking at Tankathon. Remember when Jacksonville traded up to pick Travis Hunter, who is unfortunately hurting out for the year, and everybody was like, wow, Cleveland is going to have like two top five picks next year. What is Jacksonville doing? The Jags pick right now would be like 28th in the NFL.
That's
going
Cleveland.
To Cleveland.
That's what they deserve.
So Cleveland will be picking in the back end of the NFL, trying to outsmart everyone, where the Browns pick right now is 6. But yeah, I would like to see Phillip Rivers come back for another year. It's not going to happen.
I don't want to watch that.
No, you don't want to watch it?
I don't want to watch it. He should. He may have done it for financial benefits that you get from the NFL with all those kids, but, man, I would have just continued to do what I was doing, which was being a stay-home dad or whatever, and then get to the Hall of Fame, because I think he had a pretty decent shot of making it this year. Now he's got to wait 5 more years.
I don't think he's the reason why they lost those games,
Yeah,
though.
But he's not the guy who's going to deliver wins either.
No, he's not. Also, Bob, if the draft was today,
Guess where
the Steelers would be picking?
20.
Yes.
Again.
Again.
Buccaneers, Dolphins. Now, Tampa Bay, it's unbelievable what's happened to them. They started, and I thought Baker Mayfield, who was my pick for being the MVP of the league, started that way for sure. Now they've completely crumbled apart. They have all sorts of problems. They're 7-9, but they still have a chance. Dolphins beat them yesterday 20-17 with Quinn Ewers as their quarterback, and that leads to the question about Tua Tagovailoa. Is he back, or do they move away from him?
No, Tua should not be back. Like, you could give Quinn Ewers a chance if you want, but no, there's no reason why Tua, after benching him and making him the third-string quarterback, should be back in Miami next year. Buy him out, move on, make it like the Russell Wilson thing in Denver, draft a quarterback, it's worked well for Denver, maybe it can work for Miami.
Yeah, I mean, Tampa Bay, they still have a shot here, but man, what an ugly division that's turned out to be, although Carolina is certainly somebody we'll talk about here shortly, but before that, Patriots go into New York, and it was 35-3 at halftime. They went 42-10. Interesting thing about them, you know, they're still in a position maybe they can get the number one seed, but they're 13-3. They're 8-0 away from Foxborough. At Foxborough, they have suffered 3 losses.
And that, I mean, it's a very odd thing, but it makes me think that they are vulnerable at home, where typically with Brady and that horn going off that was always so annoying in Foxborough every time you heard it on the broadcast. That like sound, yeah, I know you know what I'm talking about.
I do, but I mean that's kind of hard to explain how good they've been away from home, and now here they are, a team that could lose at home. The Steelers beat them there as well. All right,
if they get the 2 seed, and Buffalo goes to New England, I think the Bills will beat the Patriots.
You know, they could take out all their frustrations on losing their first division in like 6 years.
Yeah.
In that game, Panthers Seahawks. Panthers had high expectations at home against this team. Seahawks have aspirations for the number one seed. Seahawks win 27-10. And how about this? There have only been 5 quarterbacks that have posted 5 or back-to-back 13-plus win seasons, and now one of them is Sam Darnold. And he did it with 2 different teams. Yeah, we'll see what he does in the playoffs, where he didn't have success last year with Minnesota. The Seahawks have a chance to win the number one seed at home against San Francisco on Saturday night.
Yeah, and the other names on that list are, you know, Brady, of course, Peyton Manning. I think Elway might have been on it. Rodgers did it 3 years in a row.
Right.
And then it's good old Sam Darnold.
Hey, it was a good signing for them, for sure. They're going to get I don't think people thought Seattle would be 13-3 right now with a chance to get the number one seed. Panthers, on the other hand, still can win the division. They take on Tampa Bay. They're 8-8. If you had to pick one of those games, it's Saturday at 4:30. What do you take?
I'm taking Carolina. I like Bryce Young. He's not been good in big games. He just hasn't. but they did beat the Rams earlier this year.
They did. Yeah, I think that's going to be an interesting.
I don't know what's going on with Tampa Bay, Bob.
Like, they can't run the ball all of a sudden. Their defense is not as good. They've had some injuries to offense, but still, they're capable of being. Baker Mayfield threw for almost 350 yards yesterday.
Yeah, they get McMillan back. Mike Evans is back. Godwin's playing,
right.
They I like Kate their, Otten.
Don't understand, but they have lost like 7 out of 8.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I didn't see that coming. Giants did it again. They spoiled their chance to get a number one pick by beating the lowly Raiders in a battle of two teams that were 2-13 and 2-13. So the Raiders are going to get that pick at this point. They lose 34-10 to Jackson Dart, Joe's guy.
You know how the NFL loves to put together games late in the season that are going to be so entertaining that you want to watch, like in prime time or the main window games at 4:25? Do you think the NFL schedule makers just make a game so that like the Giants and the Raiders play against each other just to find out who the number one pick is and it has some intrigue with it?
You know what? I don't. I think a lot of people thought the Raiders would be better than this. You know, I really do. I think people had picked them. I saw Nick Wright. There was a thing where he had the entire division upside down. He picked Kansas City to win it. They're in last place. He picked Denver to finish next to last. He finished the Raiders to win the
He picked the Raiders to win the division? No, he definitely had the Chiefs to win the division.
Chiefs win the division, Raiders second, Denver
the
third.
Raiders second?
Yeah, he had something like that, but he was wrong on all four. But that's the thing about this league, as you said. It's pretty even in terms of how you do your business. It's about the execution of your decision-making and your development, and the Raiders have just completely tanked.
Did you see Max Crosby? They shut him down for the season due to injuries, and he posted a video like on his Instagram story of him shooting at his home basketball court.
With his little daughter, right? He's running around on a trampoline. He's doing everything they didn't want him to do because he was mad about that decision. So,
did you notice that he has advertisements at his home basketball court, too?
He has advertisements on his body, it looks like. His entire body's tattooed. He probably has some advertisements there, too.
What is he, Devontae Adams with the Taco Bell in his house?
I don't know. All right, Eagles-Bills, this was a very interesting game, and it came down to Eagles leading and, I thought, really shutting down the Bills 13-0 through three quarters. Bills score 12, and they go for two and a chance to win the game and get to 12-4. They miss, fire, and it looked like Josh Allen had an open receiver in Khalil Shakir at the end of the end zone. He missed him.
He was open.
He was.
That was just a throw that Josh usually always makes, and he kind of went back to first year Josh Allen where he was wildly inaccurate, not one of the best passers of the football in the NFL now. I was okay with the decision. It's always, you know, hindsight's always 20/20 in those moments, but like we saw a couple years ago, Steelers-Ravens, where Lamar overthrows Mark Andrews and they don't win. Same thing with Josh Allen with Shakir. A lot of it just comes down to execution. They were able to execute. They had all the momentum.
Right.
You could say that's why you go into overtime, but I think that going to win the game there and ending it after you were dominated by from three quarters until the fourth, I was fine with it.
I think you got to watch out for the Eagles. They have a kind of team makeup that they can win these games in the playoffs, and they may go back-to-back. Who knows? And the game of the night, maybe the game of the year, at least one of them, 49ers beat the Bears. It came down to the final play of the game where the Bears are knocking on the door. The only time a field goal was kicked in this game was when Chicago took the lead at 38-35. There were those who thought maybe they should just try for a touchdown at that point. They didn't. They took the lead, but San Francisco came right back and scored. Brock Purdy's been unbelievable, accounting for 10 touchdowns the last two games. Bears win, or Bears lose, I should say. 49ers win 42-38, setting up that number one showdown. I like the Bears, though. I think they could be a dangerous team in the playoffs.
Colston Loveland, who I gave some flack to for not being as good as Tyler Warren. Man, he look good.
He's been terrific.
Man, yeah, he looks really good. And the hook and ladder play that they ran to Swift, and he almost scored, was fascinating in the final couple of seconds. What this game said to me, though, Bob, look at Shanahan and what he's doing with Purdy, and look at Ben Johnson and what he's doing with Caleb Williams. This game told me that the Steelers are continuing to be bypassed by the NFL because offensive coaches are running the game. Sure, you'll have your Vrabels, but for every Vrabel, he has a Josh McDaniels that has been able to develop Drake May. Look at Ben Johnson. Look at McVay. Look at Shanahan. Look at LaFleur. Look at what Ben Johnson. All these offensive coaches,
yeah,
they are the main threats to go with Sean Payton to win the Super Bowl. And defensive coaches now, there's a lot of questions about Buffalo. Is Jim Harbaugh considered a defensive coach? I would think not. He played quarterback.
No,
he's an offensive coach.
I think both, but he's known for his defenses. Although they've been better of late, they're still not great.
You're better off with an offensive-minded coach.
And that's why, when it comes down to it, there are a lot of them out there. They just need opportunities, as we've seen this year with Liam Cohen and also Ben Johnson in Chicago. So we'll see what happens there. But, man, you can give a lot of credit to Kyle Shanahan and going through this season with a still opportunity to get a number one seed with all these injuries they have had. They've done a terrific job. And, the Bears, man, look out for them. They can do some damage in the playoffs. I think it's going to be fascinating to watch them. So it comes down to Sunday, Pittsburgh and Baltimore. You heard Rob Long say he expects low scoring. Most people would when these two get together. I just don't – first of all, if it is low scoring, who does it benefit, do you think?
Oh, man, that's a great question.
Because it would be field goal kickers then, I think, if we're going to go in that direction. And Boswell's missed two in a row or 2 weeks in a row, which is unusual for him.
I would say the Ravens – because they can control the clock and control the tempo with Derrick Henry, like they did a year ago late in the season against the Steelers when they dominated Pittsburgh in the two games in Baltimore.
But I will say this about the Steelers. They have put together, especially in the third quarter of the last several weeks, dominant third quarters with time of possession. When they get into that mode, they can do it too. So, it's still kind of – although the turnover thing, we talk about it all the time. It's one of the things people talk about. The Steelers lost yesterday, even though they won the turnover game.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't score after they got the turnover.
They were given an easy pick for Kyle Duggar. They were given a pick six for Jack Sawyer. He was never able to get in. What did they get? Did they get any points on that drive?
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
And then they get nothing on what should have been a pick six for Nick Herbig as he completely jumped the route and didn't even take his eyes off the ball. And
in his hands.
It was like a meme of the ball just going right through your hands and the true definition of butterfingers.
No question about it. Well, that game is going to be interesting to watch on Sunday night. It'll be the last of the slate. In the meantime, I'll be back on Monday next. We'll talk about what happens and whether or not there's a postseason game, and if so, who it might be against, because right now there are four different options that could take place. If it's up to me, I would rather take on Jacksonville here if I had a choice.
So those, like Jacksonville, the Chargers, Houston,
although the Chargers' offensive line is such shambles right now.
Yeah.
Herbert's getting hit all the time.
Right. I'd rather play them. And I like Justin Herbert. I'd rather play them or Houston. Jacksonville right now is just a well-oiled machine. Oh, how about that Jacoby Myers fella?
How about that? He signs a new contract. Right?
I went and watched the highlights last night of that Jacksonville game. It seemed like Jacoby Myers was catching the ball on almost every other play, it seemed like.
It's incredible. Austin, thanks for your work today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.
You'll be here tomorrow riding solo, so give him a call. Keep him some company here for the 4 hours. Joe will be back on Wednesday, and we'll see you again when the new year begins on Sunday after the Steelers and the Ravens do battle on Sunday night. In the meantime, the 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by Southwest Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. What's Cooking is brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
And Well, you got snow here. I don't know if I want to say thank you to the weather forecast, because now it looks like snow will be moving in. Winds are high, 15% chance of snow, high of 33. Frenchie Friqua, low of 23. Mike Wagner. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. The PM team is coming up next. And Happy New Year, everyone. Wish you the best in 2026, and it'll start, hopefully, with a win on Sunday night to get you off to a good mood. That's going to do it, as Andrew Filippone just wrecks my cardboard cutout and puts it in. Now he's kissing it. That's not good either. It's all caught on camera on the YouTube page. Have a good day, everyone. We'll see you later.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.